Praise the Lord. I just praise God, and I know you do too. We're just looking at how much we have been through this year. This year, 2020, I'm sure we will all remember it as a very difficult and challenging year in so many, many ways. And just to name a few, the just COVID-19 pandemic, I mean, it's just record numbers of COVID virus cases, and it is just growing by leaps and bounds every single day. And this virus has claimed the lives of so many, many people, some of even our loved ones. But my God, we just continue to pray. And also, it's been a year of a very controversial year of a presidential election, and been also bombarded and mixed all up with lots of untruths and lies, and then a divided government, and even at times a corrupt government. We know this year has been a racial injustice and disparities, and people have lost their lives at all. Unemployment is at all-time high. Folks waiting in long food lines with their cars. I mean, just several lines of cars of people who need food. And not only that, one of the latest cyber attacks. But through all of this, we know God is still in control. Amen. We've all had to make adjustments in our normal lifestyles, things that we just took for granted. We just know now that we just had to make certain adjustments. Even Christmas, you know, Christmas didn't seem like it was, like it usually has been in years past. But yet, there was so much we can still be grateful for. Yeah, maybe we couldn't get together with our families and the children and all of that, but we are still blessed. We were still able of. I know Pastor and I were able to see the kids open their gifts via the video and so forth. We're still blessed. Amen. And so, but through it all, people of God, through it all, we have so much to give God thanks for. Oh, yes, simply because God is still in control. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. I know that he is still in control. And, you know, this particular message tonight, I want to use for a topic, simply be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful through all these things that we are going through and even may still be yet to go through. But just be thankful. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask that you turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and the 18th verse. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 18th verse. It reads, "In everything give thanks. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now, let me read this in the Amplified. With the Amplified, it breaks it down even more so. It says, thank God in everything. And everything means everything, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the situation is. It says, thank God in everything, no matter what the circumstances may be. Be thankful and give thanks, for this is the will of God for you. You who? Mean you who know the Lord. You who've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You who know Christ as your personal Savior. Because Christ is the revealer and he's the mediator of that will. Amen. Said in all things, in everything. It means for all things, but in everything. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you can look up and say, God, but I thank you, God. I mean, the fact that you are allow me to be in this. Know that you're going to bring me through it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called," who are the called according to his purpose, not our purpose, but unto God's purpose. I like the way it starts off. It says, and we know. See, we have to know. You heard this many times. Know that you know that you know. But how do you get to know this? When you've been tried, when you've been tested, when you go through trials and tribulations, sometimes the test is hard. But knowing that God is in the test, He's in the mix right with us. We are never alone. Praise God. And it says, and we know this, that all things, not some things, he said, but all things will work together for the good of them that love God. Do you love God? I know you do. People of God, I know you love God. If you didn't love him, I know you wouldn't be on this line tonight. We love the Lord. He knows we love him. And he says it's to them who are the called. We are the called because he's called us according to his purpose. So that means without a doubt, God will work everything out for our good. There's no doubt about it. Well, you might say, well, I can't see my way through. I don't see things happening the way I was looking for them to happen. Or they're not happening fast enough for me. But just know that God is working it out for your good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. And then Psalms 92:1. We're talking about being thankful. Being thankful unto God. Hallelujah. Not complaining, but being thankful. God, I thank you, God. Because if you think about it, you look at your situation and you think you might have it bad or things don't look so good. My God, but look at somebody else. Someone else is going through something. Maybe just as hard, if not even harder. My God, but we know that in Psalms 92:1, it says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, yes, it's a good thing. Why is it a good thing? See, when you and I, when we begin to give thanks unto the Lord, see, your heart begins to swell up with praise and gratitude. When you begin to set your mind and set your heart to praise God, he just comes in and he fills your heart with the joy of the Lord. Joy bells begin to ring in your soul. See, when joy bells begin to ring, doom and gloom and depression, they got to go. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. When you enter into the joy of the Lord, or when you enter into the presence of the Lord, anything that's doom and gloom and depression, all of that has to go. Heavy loads have to go. Hallelujah. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength, that's letting you know you can make it. Hallelujah. You can make it because God says we can make it. So it's a good thing to give praise to God, to give thanks to him. A good thing because, see, when you give thanks to God, God gets right in the center of your praise. Hallelujah. When God shows up, peace swallows up confusion. Can I say that again? When God shows up, peace, God, it overtakes whatever confusion, whatever disparity there is. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Amen. Confidence. When God shows up, confidence, it chokes out the doubt that tries to keep you down and buried in depression. When God shows up, see the love of God. Love begins to spread from heart to heart, from breath to breath. Can you see what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. When praise shows up, see, when you praise God, the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. That means he comes, he gets right in the center of it, right in the center. And my God, God loves the praise. He comes and gets the praise. Glory to God. So think about it again. If God brought you to it, he's definitely big enough, bad enough, strong enough, loving God, loving us enough to bring us through it. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Glory to God. See, God, he knows sometimes you may say to him, God, I'm going through the fire. But I thank God. You can still thank God in the midst of the fire. You can thank him that you're not in the fire by yourself, but say, God, I know you're in this fire with me. So therefore, the fire can't consume me. The fire can't burn me. Hallelujah. We know that the power of God will raise us up. It will lift us up so that when we come through, after we've been tested, after we've been tried, we know that God will bring us through with the victory. Glory to God. We don't even look like what we've been through. Some of you right now are going through a midnight experience. Some are sick in their bodies. Some are going through this COVID-19 virus. Hallelujah. But God is still in the midst of it. If we can believe, hallelujah, hallelujah, we can receive from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you and I could ask or even think. Pastor ministered on the prayer line early this morning and says, if you believe it, speak it. Hallelujah. If you believe that God is a deliverer, speak that. You can speak your deliverance. You can speak in your health, your healing. You can speak into your deliverance and whatever it is that you need. You can speak it and cause it to come into reality. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, if God be for you, then who can be against us? So you might be going through the fire, but you can thank God. He's right there. He provides. God is the light at the end of a tunnel. Hallelujah. That's why we want to give God thanks. If we're giving him thanks and he comes and receives those thanks, don't you know when he comes in, light shows up at that end of that tunnel. Why? Because, see, he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and he's the end. He knows, hallelujah, that we may be hurting sometimes. Hallelujah. But God is, he's not, we don't have such a high priest. That's what the word says, who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hallelujah, God. But he was tempted in all manner, just like you and I, but yet without sin, is letting us know that he's not going to allow us to go through more than we are able to do. But God will, hallelujah, he will make a way and escape. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I love the Lord tonight. I'm telling you, I praise God for his word, because had it not been for the word of God, what would we have to stand on? Praise God. Weeping might endure for a night, the scripture says. It may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Be thankful. That's what we're talking about. Be thankful unto the Lord and praise his name. Now turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, 8th through the 10th verse. 2 Corinthians 9, the 9th chapter, 8th through the 10th verses. It reads, "And God, he is able to make all grace abound towards us." Oh, I love that. See, who's going to be able? God. He's able to do this. He can do exceedingly. He can do abundantly above all you and I could even ask or think. Just think about that, that much of the scripture. What can you think about? But our God is bigger than that. He's stronger than that. He's able. That's what the scripture is saying. But God is able to make not some grace, not a little bit of grace, not sparing grace, but he says he's able to make all grace abound towards us. Don't you need grace in your life? Yes, we need grace right now. Some of the family members are sick and they're dealing with COVID right now. Oh, yes, but our God is able to make all grace abound toward them. Grace to make it through. His grace is sufficient. His grace will deliver you. I don't don't care what you're going through. His grace is sufficient. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always having, he said, always having all sufficiency in all things. That means nothing lacking. He says all sufficiency. What does all mean? That means all, everything. Everything that we need, huh? In all things may abound to every good work. And the ninth verse says, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He hath given to the poor. Oh, yes, he has. His righteousness remaineth forever. Hallelujah. We never have to worry about this grace running out. We never have to worry about God's provision running out. The Bible says all sufficiency in all things. Hallelujah. In all times. And then the 10th verse says, now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. I'm going to read it in Amplified to break it down clearer for you. It says, and God who provides seed for the sower. Hallelujah. God provides the seed. We are the sower, but God has given us the seed. And then bread for eating will also provide and multiply your resources. Hallelujah. Sowing an increase in the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, active kindness, and active love, and active charity. In other words, see, God, he gives you seed. He gives you seed to bless somebody else. And then as you do this, as you are sowing your seed, that's an act of kindness. That's an act of love. Hallelujah. That's an act of goodness. Hallelujah. See, faith without works, the scripture says, is dead. So since God has given you, he's provided you with fruit. He's provided you with seed. He's provided you with monies. He provided you with food. He provided you with clothes. He provided you all kinds of resources. Why can't we give to those that might need a helping hand right now? Why can't we give to those? Since God already gave it to us, he knows how to multiply it and make it blessed. Glory, glory, glory. I'm talking about be thankful unto him. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. When you begin to think about how good God is, you begin to count the many blessings and see what God has done. And if you don't believe that, sit down. You think he's had such a hard time and nothing good has happened? You can't think of nothing good that has happened to you? Sit down. Get you a piece of paper. Draw a line down the middle of it. And on one side, write down all that you're going through. Write down all that just doesn't seem right. Write down all that you're still looking for God to do. And then on the other side, begin to write. But what are you thankful for? What has God already done? My God, I guarantee you the thankful side of the list will far outweigh what is going on what's wrong on the other side. Because the fact that you and I still have breath in our very bodies, where our heart is still beating, we have blood that's running warm in our veins, that's enough to give God thanks for right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. My God, my God. He is an awesome, awesome God. Right now, we're going to go into our prayer. And listen, this is a prayer of thanksgiving. You and I need you to help me to pray this prayer of thanksgiving. I want you to join and you pray it too. We're not going to ask God for anything. We're just going to thank him. Glory to God. We're just going to give God the praise. Since he inhabits the praises of his people, we're going to begin God to give him the praise that's due his name. Hallelujah. And I'm just thanking God for even Pastor Ollie Bolden. Thank God for him. Thank God for all the pastors and the bishops and the all the churches. We thank God even for the Petersville Baptist Church, for the Dillon Holy Temple Church, for the Zion Baptist Church. Oh my God, there's so many churches. We can't name them all. We thank you for the leaders. God, we thank you for them. Hallelujah. And we believe in God that you will provide provide them with all that they need, the wisdom and the direction to lead and guide your people. Thank you, God, for this prayer, hallelujah, prayer of thanksgiving tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, even for Michael Bolden, LaShawn Bolden, God, that you're right there in the midst of what they're going through. We thank you, God, because you said you are the Lord thy God who heals us, even the children. Bless those children, God. We know that you have them covered under your blood. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, how you bless, God, even those that are riding on in their tracking trailers tonight. They're all over the place, but God, you're everywhere because we know that you fill all space, that you're omnipresent. God, we just thank you right now that you guide the wheel night after night. We thank you for Deacon Monroe, God, who blesses us from day after day and week after week. God, we thank you, God, we thank you that he has renewed strength today. For Curtis, renewed strength today. God, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, for Michael Doyle. We thank you for Nikki Doyle. We thank you for little Mike. And God, we thank you for Malika. We thank you, Lord, God. Healing belongs to you, God. We bless you, Lord, for all that you have done. We thank you, God, that you will have your way in that family. Thank you for blessing Rodney and Denise Sally, and Shanae Sally, and Rodney Jr. We thank you how you bless them. God, we thank you, Lord, how you're there with Ronald Brown. God, Jesus, we bless you, Lord, for your presence. We know you're standing at the bedside. We know that you're right there. We give your name praise, God. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. We give you praise for Sister Elizabeth Lee and Brother Charles Lee. We thank you, God, for your delivering power. How you bless Deacon Robert Cooper. You bless Sister Shirley Cooper. We bless you, Lord. You're the one, God, that's given her strength, Lord, to minister to the needs of her husband. We bless you for that. We give your name praise. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you because you're faithful, God. We thank you, God, for Donna McQueen, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, God. Continue. We thank you how you blessed her. We've come this far by faith, Lord, leaning and depending upon you. We thank you, Lord, for Teeter. We thank you for Gloria. We thank you for healing them. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to the needs, God. You already know the needs. We thank you because all their needs are supplied according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for the Booker family, Aunt Florine Booker, hallelujah, Minister Rosa Booker, Janie Booker, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the entire Booker family. You have made ways out of no way, God. We are still giving you praise. We are yet in the land of the living. We thank you for the strength, God, and the will, God, to continue to show love and minister. We thank you, Lord, for Ethel Woodson and Mother Woodson. We thank you, Lord, how you have blessed and continue to bless. We praise you, God. Strength tonight, Lord. We thank you for encouragement right now. We thank you, Lord, for the encouragement for Minister Cheryl Bolden. Continue, God. We thank you for your continued blessings, oh God. We thank you for your covering. Hallelujah, God. God, you are faithful, Lord, and you're just. Hallelujah. Jesus, we know that you're the same. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Jerry and Sasha Royal. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you for the healing. It belongs to her. You said healing. It's the children's bread. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. And Father, we thank you, Lord. You told us we can present her. We can come before you, God. And you told us not to be careful for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. You told us we can let our requests be made known unto you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for deliverance, for your saving power, for your deliverance power of Marcus Jones. We thank you, God, that you, God, would perform all that needs to be done. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That with his complete deliverance, complete healing. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you even for my neighbor, the Guthrie family, God, that has so much that they're dealing with. But it's you, God. You love them, God. You give them strength day by day. Hallelujah. We bless you right now. Oh, God, everybody on this line that's under the sound of my voice, I thank you, Lord, for their healing. I thank you, God, for their deliverance, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord, that all the needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because we can be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. We know, oh God, that we can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. Glory to your name. We thank you for strength, Lord. We thank you for peace. We thank you for endurance. We thank you for power. Hallelujah. Power to live right. Power to love right. Power to treat our neighbors right. Hallelujah. We understand, Father, according to your word, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us, and he gave himself for us. God, we know, oh God, that you're an on-time God, and we thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, how you continue to bless Deacon Douglas Brown. We thank you for that. Oh God, how you continue to minister to him, how you continue to grow his faith, encourage his heart. We thank you for that, God, and we thank you for Reverend Annie Anderson. Thank you, Lord, how you've touched her body. How you? She can think back where you brought her from. She's yet healed. She's yet standing on your promises. Glory to your name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that the prayers have gone up for James and Dorothy Pear, and that you have encouraged their hearts, that you meet every need that they have, God, that they know that you are the Lord thy God who heals them. Hallelujah. They can stand on your promises. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Misha Patterson, for Michael Patterson. We thank you for Joseph and Tawana Patterson. We thank you for that Patterson family. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Renata. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving by your spirit, God, that you're yet in control, God, that you have the last say, that we know greater are you that are in us than he that is in the world. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for Mother Liggins. We bless you, Lord, for Deacon Walter and Mary Brown. God, we bless you, Lord. Praise you, God. We glorify you. We bless you for Sister Ethel Scruggs tonight, God. God, we thank you, Lord, for her, that she has that tenacity, that she has that faith, that will stand, God. She knows how to take a licking and keep on ticking. We thank you for that, God. We pray for Peggy Caruth, Lord. We thank you that she has come this far by faith, leaning and depending on you. God, we thank you for James Ryan and their family, God. That, God, we thank you that all his needs are met. God, we thank you that you are drawing him closer to you. Hallelujah. Closer to your love. Closer to your peace. Oh, my God. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for Rocky and Terry Reed. We thank you, God, that you are upholding her. You've given her strength, Lord, as she goes through all these cancer treatments. God, you're able. We know that you're able to carry her through because you're doing that. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that even in the times when it looked like she's not going to make it, but yet she will make it, Father, because you are there. You're the everlasting arm. She can lean and depend on you. Encourage them both, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just continue to pray for Sister Karen Rose, that you would just bless her, God. Encourage her, strengthen her, healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all the ministers in our church, and not only our church, for the people and the ministers at all over the world that are carrying your gospel, that you would charge their heart, strengthen their heart, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you continue to bless and continue, Lord, encourage. Encourage Anna Allen's mother. Strengthen her body right now in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we're told us to be thankful. And we're just giving you, God, this prayer of thanksgiving. You're worthy. And God, I just want to thank you. Thank you how you have blessed me. You encouraged my heart. Thank you, Lord. Even in the midnight hour, when I wake up, God, I think on your goodness. How good you are to me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory, God. You're an on-time God. Thank you, Lord, for great is your faithfulness. You never leave us. You never forsake us. Our hope is in you. Hallelujah. All that we need, hallelujah, is in you, God. And we give your name praise. And Father, just we want to thank you, Lord, as we get ready to get out of this old year, that we thank you, Lord, that next year will be brighter. We accept it and we will expect it. We're looking by faith, God. Oh, my God, you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think. As we step over into the new year, God, we thank you, Lord. We might have new challenges, but we'll have new strength. We might have, God, there might be new problems, but God, you are the problem solver. Oh, my God, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We bless you, Lord. Oh, God, we expect to go higher in you. We're looking for higher heights and deeper depths in you, Lord. Charge our heart, Lord. Move on us. Everybody on this line, move, oh God. Anointing upon them. Anointing be upon them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for new hope, for new insights, for new revelation in your word, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will open our understanding. We thank you, Lord, that we can, Lord God, we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. We just bless you. I'm so excited about you tonight. I love you, Lord. Everybody on this line, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On this line, give God the praise. Praise your way through. I don't care what's going on. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. Open your heart. Pour it out. Hallelujah. This is the time to give God the praise. This is the time to give him the love from your heart. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. And we do thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're in the midst tonight. You're in the midst of blessed and needed one. There's more than two or three of us on this line. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the peace. We thank you for the joy tonight. We know we can make it. We can make it, God, because your word said we can make it. And we are thankful to you. We are thankful tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. I bless you for Curtis right now. Bless you for Curtis. He's on the highway somewhere, but God, you're right there on the highway with him. I bless you tonight. Hallelujah. For my daughter-in-laws. We thank you for my son-in-law, God. We thank you for all the grandchildren. We thank you for the family of God tonight. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, you're so good. You're so good. Hallelujah. We will bless you at all times. And your praise, God, shall continually be in our mouth. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. That's it, that's it. Somebody got it. Somebody here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I so praise you. Glory to your name.
Thank you.
We bless you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I see. It's time that the time is coming. It's 8 o'clock, but we just thank God that we have met. God has met us in this prayer.
Hallelujah.
In this prayer line, He met us here, and we just give God the praise.
Thank
I thank God for every one of you. May God continue to bless you. May you always be encouraged, inspired, uplifted. Hallelujah. We glory in God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God as we end in this year. Continue to give God praise, give Him the thanks. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes. Thank you for being on this line.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for being part of the Dream Team prayer line all throughout this year, 2020. What
thank
a blessing.
You, Jesus.
And we're looking for even a greater outpouring of His Spirit,
yes,
even in
Lord.
Next year.
Thank you, Jesus.
So God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Continue to look to the hills from which comes your help,
Hallelujah.
Of your help. Comes from the Lord. Be blessed.
Yes,
I love you. Jesus loves
you.
And we know we can make it. God bless you.
Yes,
and I would say Happy New Year to everybody. Be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The favor of God be upon you. God bless you. Good night.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the midst of it all, we love you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. For the midst of it all, in the name of Jesus, bless you, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.